3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hi. What you doing? So let's begin. Oh, and here comes the kitty who just gave me a little bit of a meow and said, meow, let's do kitty stuff. So I guess we're doing kitty stuff. Oh, you were doing some kitty stuff? Okay. Well, you come over here. That's good. And then I'll get the blanket. Yes, I got the banky. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Now, are you going to crawl out from under the banky? Get on top of the banky. You are under the banky. He wants to get on top of the banky? He wants to get on top, or you want to stay underneath the banky? Okay, weirdo. I guess we're going to stay underneath the banky today. Because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Where am I? What am I doing? Yeah. Okay, so now Pippa is sitting on top of the blanket. And things are under control. Sort of. So what are we doing? I have no idea. Got up early today. And not just because of football. Got up early today because I got a whole bunch of stuff to do. Including go to the doctor. And obviously I have to do this, the show, and I ate, and I have to... I gotta do some stuff with my dad. And I might have to go shopping. I don't know. Don't know exactly all what I need to do today. Shopping, you ask? Tobe, what do you need to go shopping for? Well, you know, just the stupid craft stuff I need for making my guitar. The problem is that it's going to be another blazingly hot day. I thought today was when it was going to start to cool down. I don't know. I would flip over to the Weather Channel. Oh, we might as well. I'm sitting here trying to watch football. What does the Weather Channel say? We don't know what we're talking about, but here's some random guesses. Yeah, like tomorrow they're saying it's going to be 65. But right now, it's 88 degrees, and it's not even noon yet. Yeah. This is going to be brutal. And it's just going to get hotter. So what am I doing? I'm sitting here waiting for some football games to start. It's Thursday. That means it's Europa League day. And apparently no American networks, or I should say English-speaking television networks, decided to buy the rights to the Europa League this year or something. So I'm flipping back and forth between Univision and Galavision, two of my Spanish language channels. Univision being my favorite one. And on Univision today, we have Payoc versus Chelsea. So I'll probably watch that for a while until I have to run out, which I gotta leave in like an hour. And then what's on Galavision? We have Sevilla versus Liège. I'm bad at pronouncing Belgian things. The full name of the team is Royal Standard of Liège. I'm not really sure where that is. I feel terrible, especially since there's probably a Belgian contingent listening to this show right now. Oh, good tea. Yummy, yummy tea. Yeah, so I'm not exactly looking at a map of Belgium right now. I feel terrible. Oh, and they're showing some scenes from Belgium right now. Look how lovely it looks. Look how Belgian it looks. Oh, it looks so Belgium-y.
Oh, it's so nice. Look at all that old antique architecture. And look at those narrow streets. And what a lovely town square. And what a nice fountain. I will never get to go to Belgium. Even though I've always wanted to go there. Oh well. So, what we're doing instead is sitting here watching Belgians play. The games haven't started yet, but they're going to start real soon. They're building up to it. What was that sound, Pippa? The cat has jumped up. She's jumped out of my lap. And I think she's going to run up to the windows. You're going to go see what's going on? What was that crazy sound out there? Some crazy sounds are happening. And I think I'm going to have to check it out myself. Oh. There we go. Knees are working today. Ankles are working. Feet are working. Great. I can walk. That's awesome. And I'm looking out the window. And I'm not seeing anything. Did the wind blow Shannon's trash cans over? No, pardon me. Is that what that noise was? It kind of sounded like something plastic and hollow falling over, now that I think about it. So, okay.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You wouldn't believe what your ears will hear. 2 hours non-stop dance hits and remixes. Every Sunday from 20 to 22 UTC time, only in Anon Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and I'm about to go to lunch. I'm sitting in my car with the girl. You know, the hot one. Say hi, girl.
Hello.
And we're going to Jim and Jenny's, the Greek restaurant, because it's French Dip Day. Vroom, 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 and through the magic of radio, we have arrived at Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. So, let's get out of the car. I'm going to let this run. We'll capture some ambience of lunch. We have not come here during rush hour. We always like to come late, because this place gets crowded and crazy. Opening the door, and here we go. Oh, there's nobody here. Oh, no, there's one couple here. Jim's sitting at the table reading his newspaper.
And is it a diet of tea? Is
yes.
We're having these
tea
yes.
for me, please.
Okay. Do you have lemon, honey? I forgot.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Surprise me.
Okay.
And we've been given menus even though we don't need them today. And as I sit here waiting for my iced tea to arrive, I can see potatoes, Greek potatoes. Oh, here comes my beverages. Oh, yummy tea.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you guys going to have today?
I think we'll have the French dip with French fries, please.
Okay.
And today, I think I will have... Wait, did you say you're getting French fries?
Yes.
I will have a hamburger and a salad with the house.
Dressing?
Yes, please.
And some
A1? And some
A1. Okay.
Not for my salad, for the hamburger.
Right. All right. Is that it for you then?
Yeah, I think that should do it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to get the souvlaki, but I changed my mind last night because I had souvlaki the other day, and so I'm going to have hamburger today because the Greek hamburgers here are insane. I bet you didn't know there was such thing as a Greek hamburger. There isn't. I'm having the regular hamburger with all the yummy Greek spices and some A1 sauce because I like the sauce.
Need sauce. You definitely need sauce.
And I'm going to eat her French fries. And now, gotta take my magic enzyme pills so I can eat the bread of my hamburger. How many pills do I have left? I got a bunch. Alpha galactosidase. That's what I'm eating. And because I have such bizarre sugar issues, I'm gonna take one packet of sugar and one packet of sweet and low. And put it in my big cup of tea here. Lulu. And then I'm gonna squeeze a little bit of this lemon. Get that lemon in my tea. Maybe you can hear the fries being dropped in the background. I can hear the fryer burbling for the girly girls' French fries. And they're the big, fat, thick steak fries kind of fries. And I can't eat very many, so I never order them. Because you get a lot here. You get a ton of food here. Every meal's like $7, and you get way more than you can eat. And that's why I always have to get the salad. My salad has arrived. I forgot to get the dressing on the side, though. The dressing's super, super good, but it's super, super sharp. And by the time I get down to the bottom of the bowl, it's like... Now I have to tear my napkin in half. This is one of those places that has the real nice paper napkins that are huge, and they're double thick, and they're about tabloid size. And so I gotta rip them in half, then undo the plies, and then tear the plies in half. Then I have enough napkins. They've noticed me doing this enough, because I'm an idiot, that they bring extra napkins. So now we've got 1, 2, 3, we got 18 extra napkins. I really shouldn't have to tear mine in half, but at this point, it's getting to be compulsive. Yummy. I do love this salad dressing, though, because it's super Greek-y. I don't know what's in it. Oil and some kind of vinegar and lots of herbs and some garlics. And there's a black olive, the Greek-y kind, and a tomato and two chunks of feta cheese. And lots of herbs and garlic and stuff. It's so yummy. I can hear the radio being played over the speakers, which is unusual because normally they've got a CD player going. But I think they've only got one CD because every time I've ever been here, well, at least in the last 10 years, I've only heard that one CD. And one song in particular we hear every time we come in here. And I don't speak Greek, so I can't tell you any of the words, but the tune it goes. I'm also a huge fan of Tiger Balm, I'm sure you probably know what Tiger Balm is now. It's fairly common in America. You can find it anywhere, but back when I was a kid, I used to run with some interesting people. A nice immigrant family moved into our neighborhood, and I used to hang out with their kids, and I was introduced by them to Tiger Balm. This was many, many years ago. Open up the jar. Oh, I love the smell. I got some joint issues today, so we're just gonna apply some Tiger Balm liberally. It says white Tiger Balm. Yes, there are different flavors. I love the smell. Love everything about Tiger Balm. I love the embossed gold lid with the Tiger Balm with the tiger on it, and I like the jar, the hexagonal jar with the tiger on the bottom. And some years I met a guy who was actually from somewhere in Malaysia. I don't remember now, but he's like, Tiger Balm Gardens. I used to go to Tiger Balm Gardens all the time. And I said, there's a Tiger Balm Gardens? He's like, yeah. And I hate to admit it, but I still haven't made the pilgrimage. It used to be that Tiger Balm was pretty much a secret. I don't want to say secret, but I mean, the only way people ever knew about it was being involved in martial arts. I was vaguely. But, I do love this stuff so much. I like to sword fight. Does anybody else like to sword fight? And when I say sword fight, I don't mean like fencing. I don't like ritual fighting. And fencing, you know, Western or European fencing is just ritualized sword fighting. And I don't really like kendo because same thing, it's still ritualized. I'm more of a kenjutsu guy. And that's why I carry a wooden sword with me wherever I go. Because sometimes you just gotta kick somebody's ass. Not all the time, but it happens. Somebody starts thinking they're tough and cute and, you know, things happen. And that's how white kids end up in triads. And I just had the oddest idea. I wonder if I could take some of this Tiger Balm and spread it on like the air filter of my furnace so I can make my whole house smell like Tiger Balm. That might help, because my house smells terrible right now. It smells like burnt coffee and burnt sugar or burnt plastic. It's just horrid. I don't even want to tell the story, but suffice it to say there was an accident with the microwave, and I wasn't involved. All I know is I thought I smelled coffee being made, and I walked upstairs, and the whole goddamn house is full of smoke. It wasn't my cat, either. So now I've got my house smelling like burnt something. Burnt rubber combined with molasses, sort of. It's kind of gross. And I preferred it smelled like something else. And I don't like perfume. And I don't like much of anything. And I don't have any good incense. I don't even have any bad incense right now. Sometimes I have good incense, but the store that has it near me is out. And I got to drive across town to get the good Japanese Ko. Tiger Balm. I'm going to go try this. I'm going to go put some in my furnace and see if I can make my house smell like Tiger Balm. And through the magic of radio, I'm back. Hey, you know that cover on your furnace that says, do not take this cover off when the machine is in operation or wherever? I took that cover off. Yes, I did. And then I slid a piece of paper that had Tiger Balm on it up against the air filter. So now we're going to see if my whole house will start to smell like Tiger Balm here next time the air conditioner kicks in. Because, ooh, I'm pretty excited. I'm a risk taker. I take things apart when they're operating. Yes, with my long, beautiful, flowing hair. Just think of the risk I'm taking. I'm mad, bad, and dangerous to know. I might be infecting you with madness right now during this show, listening on a non-radio. You don't know how it works. I could be hacksawing your brains or right now. And in fact, I am. I have the secret codes to take over your brain. Don't believe me? Fine. Here's one right now. Thank you.
when do we know if when we're broadcasting? Oh, we're on. Hello, my name is Tobe. You might know me from the no award-winning show Dubious Goals Committee that airs right here on and on radio every day at 1930 UTC. And tonight I'd like to talk to you about a very important subject. This will just take up just a couple of minutes of your valuable open mic time. So let's get straight to business. Do you remember a few years ago there was a movie entitled Con Air? And this movie starred Nicolas Cage and the guy who played Phantom Freak in the greatest movie of all time. That's right, Hackers. And Steve Buscemi was in it, and I think Danny Trejo was in it, and the Irish guy who was on Star Trek The Next Generation was in it, and what's his name was in it, and I forget his name. I can see his face, but it's not coming to me. Anyway, this movie was about a flight of prisoners. Get it? Con Air, Convicts Airlines. And they had to take some horrible, horrible criminals somewhere else, and they were flying them in an airplane. And Nick Cage was just let out of prison, but he had to be on the same airplane, and then all hell breaks loose and blah, blah, blah. Con Air. You've probably seen it. It's been on TV a whole bunch of times. You can't really miss it. Well, anyway, yes, Con Air. The show about transporting prisoners. Well, if you would like to make reservations on the Convicts Airline, Con Air, you can do so. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. That number once again is 1-800-3-CON-AIR. If you need to transport some prisoners, or if you just like to fly around with psycho killers and mass murderers, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. In Espanol, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. This is a free telephone call anywhere in the United States and probably Canada. You do not need to use your VoIP account at this time. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. And now, back to your regularly